continue with the halachas of Shabbos, specifically of Erev Shabbos. Simur Rishnim Gimel, starting the halachas of Shehiya, which is on Daf Chaf and Aleph, which is before Shabbos, which is didn't kiri b'tana the halacha of oven and a stove, leap in the leha kaderes by Shabbos to put the pots in them by Shabbos, but he's seeping those five paragraphs. So the Mishnah Berurah, as we said in the Zakdama, oftentimes gives an introduction because of the complexity of that topic. Hine, he gives an introduction. Since this siman, there's many details. So that the eyes of the one reading it should not get mixed up. I saw to quote from the Sefer Matzah Shekel, specifically a small introduction. Mikra didn't show from the primary halachas, so that one who's reading could run through this. Da, you should know like this. Shish in Shehiyah, there's an idea of delaying, meaning keeping something on the fire. Vin Chazar, there's the idea of returning it to the fire. Shehiyah Mikri, what's Shehiyah? Shinois in Tav Shalmei B'Shabbos, I gotta be cured. You put a cooked dish from before Shabbos on the stove, like Der Chatman, not a way of insulating. And you put it there on top of the stove. Shabbos night, like here, and then Shabbos, you take it off from the stove. The Chazar Mikri, what's Chazara? When you put it every Shabbos on the stove, the Shabbos night, like here, and Shabbos, you take it off from the stove. It's like Zero Shin, you want to put it back a second time on the stove, want to chon for a little bit later. That's the primary halacha of Chazar according to everyone. But yes, Oidin Chazar, there's another idea of returning. Many people don't know this one, that you take it from before Shabbos, right before it's getting dark, and then putting it back, like the Ramah is going to bring in Siv Beis. Right, exactly. That's an idea of returning. It's a different type of returning. You took it off, you're putting it back on. She is just putting it on for which we'll see exactly what qualifies Shehiyah. Chananya holds in the Gemara and Shabbos. If the food's already cooked, like the cooking of this, the way this food of Ben Drisai, which is a bandit who wouldn't eat his food fully cooked, which is around half cooked. Some say shlish bishel, around a third of it cooked. Once it's already that amount, you're allowed to keep the food on a stove. Even if it's not, this is a terminology we find all the time, gufa ukutuma. Even if it's not, the gufa means shoveled out from the coals. That's one type. Over in a kutuma, it's not kutuma, which is the more classic one, like a blech, which is covered. The coals are covered with ashes, which these are reminders not to do the problem, which we'll talk about, machata, of stoking the coals, which is the whole concern about leaving a food that's not fully cooked on the open flame. Once you do gufa k'tuma, it won't be a problem. So, but again, if it's a halfway cooked, or maybe even a third, okay, then you'll allowed to leave it on the open flame. The asrim in the gufa k'tuma. No, that would be forbidden if it's not shoveled out or covered. Elim kein is bashu katzarka, only if it's fully cooked. The more it cooks, the more it gets shriveled up, and it's worse. Only then would you be able to leave such food from before Shabbos on the open fire. Now, Beresh Perikir Tanan, in the beginning of Perikir and Masech Shabbos, the Mishnah teaches Kirish as a Gubu Chulu, regarding a stove that was heated up. Begefes, Ube Eitzim, with the pulp of the fruits, or with wood. So, Leet and that's Yigrif. You're not allowed to put the food on until you shovel it out, or you're cheating the safe, or until you put the ashes on top of it. But the Gemara wonders, highly eaten it. Now, this said the Mishnah teaches you should not put. But some, what does it mean to say, loyasha? Don't put it initially in Erev Shabbos. Elam King Gar Vakat Malas, it is shoveled out or covered. And then Ba'asik Rabban Nechanan, that means our Mishnah is anonymously teaching, like Rabban Nechananya, that no food whatsoever can be in the open flame until it's fully cooked. Oh, Le'itin or Tzalema, or what does it mean not to give it? It means loyasha, it means not to put it back. Oh, Shabbos, fine. But just to put it from before Shabbos, that would be midrafel in the Gorvakatim, even if it's not shoveled out or covered, and then it'd be like Chananya. So obviously that would be a huge ramification, what the anonymous mission is like, to know what the Aloch is like. But La'ish Da'abaya, and that Gemara's question is not resolved. Now we have Machalik Yishin. Paskar Ruf Anamba, Vodin B'Shutas, they hold Lashitznan. That the Mishnah is teaching us about the Aloch of Shehiyah, Ukraban the Chananya. And therefore, that's what lasha is, even to put something from before Shabbos, being like gabagriva geduma, if it's not fully cooked, and the more it cooks, the worse it gets, you would have to have it shoveled out or covered. No, the Mishnah is teaching us that it's referring to returning. Okay, returning, if it's not fully cooked. Okay, that's a problem about bishul. Avalashes, but to put from before Shabbos, which only gizered rabbanon. Mutafal alei negrufa. No, that's permitted even if it's not shoveled out. Mishnah is bashkum hakavon desai. Once already cooked, the amount of ben desai, which is half or a third cooked, v'kechananya, which is machlokes rishonim. V'kechananya, and like the shtiz chananya. Now, behina shtei days. Now, these are the same two opinions. Shuvah v'shulchan aruch. What Simon says, brought in this simon and shulchan aruch. Day aleph, the first opinion, that's the rav Rambam. That they bring, this will explain in short. Now we're going to come to explain the words of Shulchan Aruch with Hashem's help. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Kira, a stove, which is Shiasui Kikdera. It's made, at least in the Talmudic times, like a pot. But it's like a big pot. And you put on top of it, in the opening, a pot on the top. Now, there's room to hang on the top two pots. So such a stone. If it's heated with gefes, which is the refuse, the waste matter, like olive pulp, ate some oil with firewood. Okay, then then you're not allowed to put a cooked dish from before Shabbos lahashoy so you leha to keep it on that flame. Elmkin is bashal kotzarka, which we said that was that first shita, more machmer digger shita. Only was fully cooked and boom, it's stomach. What does that mean? Pirush hoylech as the kintam and beis v'chaser. It continues to get less. It shrinks, constricts, and v'raloi, and it's getting worse. The more it's cooking, the more it's shriveling. The like of the shemichata, with then there's no concern about he's going to come bestow the coals, which is the whole halacha of shir. Really, there's nothing wrong. This continues right from the previous simanim that you could start something from before Shabbos and it could continue on Shabbos. So what's the problem over here? The problem is that we're concerned, the rabbis, that you're going to see it's not fully cooked. You're going to come to stoke the coals to make it cook a little bit more. But here, when it's the first shita is explaining with the stomach varalo, it's getting worse as it's cooking. No one's going to be stoking the coals. You don't want it to cook anymore. So that's when it would be permitted. Or it's fully raw. Shlodin's Vasha Club wasn't cooked at all. The Kibin Shulchai, since it's raw, Masir Daitiman at Lamachar. So, like, you're not even thinking about it. You're not having this chal until tomorrow for sure. The meat is so raw. The beans are so raw. Everything's so raw, which we'll see what type of foods that it is impossible. On some level, the place can say today we don't even have this halacha anymore, really, the way our food cooks so fast. But if there was technically such a thing that you're not even thinking about it till tomorrow, and all night it's going to be able to cook without stoking it, because actually it wouldn't even cook for tomorrow, then actually we would have the concern. But no, if it's something that for sure is not ready till tomorrow, but by tomorrow it's for sure going to be ready, that's actually another way, even if it's something not fully cooked, according to this first sheet. You're not going to mix it, because it's for sure going to cook by tomorrow morning. No, why are you going to mix it? Right, it sounds like they weren't going to just stomp. Meaning, if you, mamish, not the food's not going to be ready, then you can just stoke the coals. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nala. So, if you have a kira, which is made like a pot, and v'shevis in alpiha, and you go and you generally hang the food from it on top. Now, gabatoicha, the truth is, says Mishnah Berurah, also inside of it, yes, makam l'ham l'akadere, there's room to put the pot, umutu l'hashes, and actually you would be permitted to put the food inside the oven, b'mistamik v'raloi. Depends, there's different words, tana and kira, but that's just the different types of ovens. You would be able to keep it inside the oven if it keeps on getting worse. I'm sure the Reitz Lashmi in the Isra is just because the Mechaber wanted to tell us the prohibition. That if it shrinks but it's getting better, some things get oiskekach, so you have the food that's getting smaller but it's getting better. Afal alpia, that even it's on the top, which is more lenient than inside the oven, still that would be forbidden. But the truth is this halacha of putting food in with stomach varala would be permitted even inside the stove. Simkat and beis. So we said if huska b'chula, now this depends. If it was heated up with gefes or be'etzim, then you have this concern. The reason is the cholhani of the gecholim, these types of fuel, they make coals. of a chishin shemichat them, so we're concerned that you might come to stoke them. So that's only relevant if there's something to stoke. If there's nothing to stoke, then the halacha wouldn't apply. Simkat gimel shebisayla shal zaysim, which is the waste matter of it's the refuse of olives. Now, b'yeshem, some say, the other same thing is b'sayla shal shumshimin. Is let's say you have the waste matter means after they squeeze out the oil, you have just the pulp. If the pulp of sesame seeds would be the same thing, the gam hemachal gevas in this good Mishnah, they're also included in the category of gevas that's mentioned in Mishnah. Okay, the gamam is a Mishnah Zion, instead of gimel leading that month, like we find regarding the halach of insulating, which the Sharatzin Eskimel says to look at the Chalisha Rikiv Eger, which the Dish number 3 says that there he asks, that why does the Torah mention only Pesayel Shal Zesim, different than what he writes in Simrishon Zayin regarding Atmanah, that there he mentions, besides the Pesayel Shal Zesim, also Pesayel Shal Shumshim. So that's the question of why we don't say it. And if the Mishnah says, some say that it is included. Sifkot and Dalet, Oy Be'etzimov, let's say the fuel is with wood. Vod and Mechomet, same thing as coals, the Glola Behem Agasa, and the waste matter of large animals, which again, these are things, these are chatiches, these are pieces that you could stoke. Sifkot and Hay. So then it's forbidden leitna leo to put on top of it a tavshel, again unless it was fully cooked. But then something is b'hayu nasin, if it was placed, which the people don't know this also. People don't realize certain halachas that if you did something prohibitively, like here, let's say you put food that wasn't fully cooked according to this shita, you have to actually take it off once the time comes when it's dark. If it wasn't fully cooked, or even if it was fully cooked, but the more cooked, the better it gets. So we're concerned for machate, as the Sharatzin Eisbav says. This is how it's muchach later on, which Dirshu Faiv brings that it's possible that what he means to be medayik is loshon shachanoch later on. But the iser is the shahir, is leaving it on, not even the putting it on. You would have to take it off. Simkat and vav, and so you're not allowed to put on the tavshel mibe oydoyim. That is litnoi kodesh shkiyas hachama. That's to put it on before the sun sets. To keep it on there, to stay there for the need of the nighttime, which the Sharatzin Elizayin says, because after that, so that's already, after it's already Savik Hashikha Bevenesh Mashas, and even if it was robed, you've been to put on. So look later on, Simrish Samach Alf in the Bir Halacha, which the Dirshu 6 brings, the Dihi writes that even though according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and those who hold like him from the beginning of Shkia till the end, you have around 3 mil and a quarter, and this time is still daytime, and only after that does it start the time of Bnei Shmashas, which is around 3/4 of a mil. However, according to the Rishayim and Paiskim, many of them, the beginning of Bnei Shmashas is right after Shkia, and that's the opinion of the Goyim. And for sure, one has to be careful not to do Malach on every Shabbos from the beginning of Shkia, Chas v'Chalila, to be Mekel on that. And the Sharatzin Eischeh says to look at the Bnei Halacha, Sivkot and Zayin. Elam is bashal v'chul. Only was fully cooked in the stomach of a rabbi. Then you don't need a blech and etc. And that is the kibbutz shekvar in this bashal gavim. It's totally cooked. Achim, this bashal is even cooked more. The stomach of the rot because they shrivel up for the bad. The chashin lechid marketing and you can stoke it. But those like then you let it put initially. Some kind of chas has to be in the stomach of a rabbi. Peter's called dabish adam otzi. Anything that a person is sad about because yavish when it dries up and it scabits and it shrinks. Makmas river bishul because of all the cooking that it's doing. Chem yavaloi and what does it mean? And good for it. And the shusam echmas that means that he's happy from this. It depends on the person. The Sharatzin Eis test says when the Magen Raman name in the Lachamas look over there, when it would seem, there's Medayik to explain like this to let us know that even if the Tavshal Be'etzim is Yafaloi Betzimuk, but the person himself is sad about it because he needs it for the guest, that would also be permitted as brought in the Gemara. In the Mishmurus, if cut and test, or in other ways, Oshu Chai, or if it's raw. Now, it says Mishmurus, B'davka Basachai, not specifically raw meat. She'ef Shalai Spashal, so it's a lie where it's not going to be able to cook. But you need it for the nighttime, so then you're just gonna forget about it, and you're not gonna come to stoke the claim the coals. I'll be all right, but vegetables, the shard drum should be kali bishul, or other things which are in the category of what's called easy things to cook. Lemahani mashuchai, it doesn't help that it's raw, because it's still gonna be ready for the night meal, and you might come to stoke it. So to when it says later on chatichai a raw piece, and the kamkei basa also refers to meat. Sivkot nyut shlein is bashul which wasn't cooked pidish. Then you're allowed to put it really right before the sunset. But if you put it early in the day, even if it's raw, also that would be prohibited because you find this bashul because it's Shabbos because it already cooked a little bit before Shabbos. And then the tzarich l'salek kishgizma Shabbos because we know the issur shi is not just the action of putting it on; it's actually the obligation of taking it off. Elam king nisbashul kol tzarich comes only if you put on earlier in the day and then it's already fully cooked. Okay, then fine. Then you need to be able to keep it on, but it only helps if it's right before Shkia. sivkun yedav, and it's not cooked klal at all. I know that is dafilu huchma tavshel, that even if the cook, even if the dish got warmed up, not mitla hashas, you'd be able to leave it. And we were not concerned that you come to stoke the coals. Given etzma bishul and this bashak klal, because since the actual cooking didn't start at all by shkia, which Sharatzin as Yigimel says, but if let's say it was cooked a little bit, even less than mechem, and this would be forbidden. That's a taz writes, and that's how it sounds like Morgan Bram, not like the Bach, and that's how it illustrates towards the Rambam, the Machamas, the Rashba, and the Rambam, even like the taz, look over there in them. The Bi'a Locha, in Dirimas Chalitin Allah, that the Mechabrat said that if it's with Gefas Aitzim, it's forbidden to put on the stove a tavshim again. So he says that's on top of the kira, which is a type of stove, and on top of it is called the thickness of the walls on the kira, and for sure, opposite the cavity of the kira on the top. Even if it's covered with its covering, and you put it on the covering, that's a Rashi writes on the Lamed Zayin Masechet Shabbos, the Torah later on in this siman, but from the words of the Rambam, however, that he writes, that you now do Shia on top of the fire on Shabbos. Look over there. It sounds like the Chayyad that on the covering would not be in the problem of Al Gaba on top of it. And it's possible that it's like that if you cover the coals with ashes, which we say, we presume that, so that's it. You're not thinking about it, and if you're not going to come to stoke the coals. Look at Dinyat Gimel that the Rambam writes that if you smear the opening of the oven with clay, it sounds like that even when it is covered, there is a concern about chitur. Says the Be'er Lachon, no, there's different because it's on the inside. Whereas over here, it's on top of the covering, maybe that since you covered the kira and you put it on the top, you're reading Masir Taita from cooking, but Alpha Bikin, it says, Tzarchim Taita, you have to look into it, which the Dirshu number 8 brings, that from this halacha, that the kisui of the kira is not considered like covering the coals. The Chaznesh proves that also, by putting a blech on the fire, it's not considered grufa, which many goyim definitely is. People put on blechs, but the Chazon Ish is saying that no, you see, they're just covering it, is not enough. Mishnah Menon brings from the Chazon Ish that he writes that there's no mokum to mistopik in the words of the Rambam. That also his opinion is like the opinion of the Rashi and the Torah. And this is the Rambam mentions Ali Eish. That's because der klal, that's how she is done. But he says the same thing would be if it's on top of the covering, which again, according to the Chazon Ish, does not work. Then maskel tavshel. So you now put on it a tavshel from before Shabbos, unless it's an espasha klatzarkim, some agraloi. Says the Be'alecha, same thing is hot water that wasn't fully heated. According to this opinion, the pasuk is nalikananya, that would be a problem. And then maskel hashoyse leha, to leave it on it for the purposes of the nighttime. That's the wording of the Torah. Now, if his intent is for the following day, there are some pesim that permit it, which are very important heter. Because not concerned you can give mechata, just like raw meat, says the Eli Rabba, look over there, which is very important that one could be lenient regarding something that does not have any of the heterim, but since you just intended like maybe chalent, it's just for the following day, that would not be a problem. So look at some Rishon and Dalad and the going over there and the Magen Avraham over there and Eli Rabba, the beginning of the Simon, that Medina, one should not rely on this. It's dafka by chaisa, by raw meat, that you can't eat it. But here, it's possible to eat it, so we're concerned he might change his mind to eat it, and then he will be mechata. But the evet, this is where this bi'alach is very important. One could rely on this, just should not be accustomed to doing this. As brought later on in Simration and Zion, and Sif Alf and the Hagah regarding Hatmana, and that's something from the Prima Gadim in Rishon and Dalad. And the Ramaschal, whom it's Tamek V'Ali, so according to the first opinion, like the Rabbanim Chananya, that Amom Achmer, that you could only keep it on the open flame if it's fully cooked, and the more it cooks, the worse it gets. So it brings the Gemara Lama Zayin Amabeis that's brought over there, any tavshel that has moicha, which is flour, is mitzamek v'ralu. The more it cooks, the worse it gets. Besides for lifta, meaning that by lifta, even though it has flour, it's good for it. Now, when do we say this? If there's meat, and Yosef doesn't need it for guests. Because if there's no meat, or he needs it for guests, then it's going to be stomach virale, because through the cooking, the meat breaks apart and it's not recognizable. It's not a dignified way to give it to guests. Look at the Prima Gadim that explains that even if there is no flour, it's also bad for it when there's no meat. However, from the Sugi, the Gemara Brachas, it sounds like that actually
Oishkaching Timuk is good for actually lefes, for what we're saying, for lifta, for turnips, even just with wood, which we don't have to tell you, for Shmuel that it holds over there explicitly that increasing the wood is good for it. But even according to Rabbi Rabbi Yechon over there that they mentioned meat and wine, that's that also is effective. And if you're going to say that they hold that you need also meat and wine, that's to make it even better, to break the strength of the turnip totally. But everyone agrees that cooking it out is good for it to break it, the strength of the turnip even without meat. And also in the Yishama Perakir, it's brought that the heads of turnips, cooking it is good for it. It's also Deichig, that Rav Nachman, who was a student of Shmuel, would hold, not like him. The Kavanah of the Gemara is specifically when there is flour. But from Rashi, the Shabbos sounds like a little bit like the Prima God. And yes, the Ashtab says the Bela, okay, you could answer. There's a way of resolving it. Also, then the Gemara, it's brought the lafta, something else, not lifta. It's a type of, it's a food dish from figs, or daisa, which is rye, millet, or whatever, and tamra, and dates. But stomach virality, the more it cooks, the worse it gets. And that's even without flour. Again, all this is important because we have to qualify, because according to this opinion, only with some of your alloy, you have to know what the more it cooks, the worse it gets, which is not so simple. Devilam Chesed, but there brings kruv, cabbage, poilin, beans, basa tarif, chopped meat. It's metamic viyafalay, the more it cooks, the better it is. So look over there in Rashi, which Deirshit 13 brings, that he explains over there that by this being chopped, he's revealing his intention that obviously it does not need it for gas, therefore, the more it cooks, the better it is, because we don't care that it gets scattered. Mesosah Shas, over there in the name of the Aruch, that Dirshah 14 brings, the theory explains that you cut the meat into small pieces and they crush it until it's chopped meat with the food in the pot. And afterwards, when it gets shriveled up, so the fattiness comes out of it and mixed with the cooked dish, that's good for the dish. Like many people put into chalent or whatever, like you don't want the meat, you want to get oiskakach. So look over there what he explains regarding this basatarf, the chopped meat. Also in the Gemara, the mayim chamin, hot water, mitzamek v'ralehen, the more it cooks, the worse it is. It's just this dissipates. It doesn't get better when it cooks more. Eggs is mitzamek v'yavaleh, the more it gets, it's oiskakach. People put eggs in the chalim. That's how the Ramban writes in Machamas, as brought explicitly at the end of the sugya. Look within Prima Gom that he asks from the Yerushalmi that meat, onions, eggs are actually mitzamek v'ralehen. And he's pushed very much to how to resolve this. Says the Bialach and Bemis is Pashid. Eggs and some of the more cooked, the better it is. Like the Pashtas, the Sugi and the Bavli. As brought also in Yisham Parakira, and that at the end of the first parak, the reason is because there's talking about with onions that are placed agumri on coals, and they get singed by when it gets cooked too much, as the Rishonim write. And anything that you don't know definitively if it's Mesamek V'Aloi or Yafale, which obviously would be a huge category. So the Be'alacha, it's ro lahachma, it's ro to be stringent, it's El Rabinson, Shimon Yudches, and Primogan Mishnotes. Look, they're owed also, and all this we wrote according to this opinion. But look what we're going to write, Mirtz Hashem, later on, according to the second opinion, which is the Minig B'nei Ashkenaz. And Divrei Maskil Masich, Daitim Enad Lamachar, that if you put in raw meat, so you're going to distract yourself from it, so that's not a problem. So the Be'alacha, it would seem that even if the oven is very high heat, and it could cook in a certain amount of hours at nighttime, in a certain amount of time. Even so, if it's not the norm of people to wait for the meal so late, it'll be ready at 1 o'clock in the morning. For sure, he's missing das from then. He's not going to come to mechata, and that sounds like the lashon of Rambam that writes regarding asosias v'tumasin, regarding these types of beans. That since it doesn't need to be cooked so much, so therefore he's thinking about it to eat it right away. Sounds like, but regarding kidruch ha'isa, the pot of raw meat, that you can't not eat it right away when people normally eat, because you're not going to intend to eat it then, even though it'll be ready before the morning. Be ready at 12 o'clock, but people usually have the meal at 10 o'clock, or whatever it is, so therefore that would also be okay. Some of the deer shoes, dish number one, to put a tavshel that has no isra bishel on the radiator, or something similar like that, the Shubha Sigs Mesher writes, that since that's not derech bishul, not the way of cooking, it's permitted even to put it out initially on Shabbos, as the opinion of Vazna and other opinion of Yashub is, to be mefakvik in the Seder, but not to be meichel for those who are meichel. Or if to put a tavshel on a kerosene oven or something similar like that, where it's easy to put on it a pot, opinion of some Zaman of Yashub is that since that those who warm up their tavshel on that even during the weekday, so putting a tavshel on it is a problem, but is a shi and sazara, even though it primarily meant to warm up the house. Dish number Yeah, we said that. Dish number four. Someone forgot. He did not remove a pot from a kibbutz from before Shabbos. Chazanish writes, he has to remove it on Shabbos, even though it's muktzah, for sure, if he was b'mezid. Dish number seven. If you have in a pot something that's also mitzamech v'yafula, and also something that's mitzamech v'ralei, Primer Gullim writes later on, Simrish test, you go after the majority. If the majority is mitzamech v'ralei, you don't have to be concerned, you can become mechate with that little bit that's mitzamech v'yafula. Dish number 12, Be'alocha wrote, he compared it regarding the halacha patmana. So, not like that Machza Shekel later on, Simrish Zayin that writes that the halacha of Shi is not similar to halacha batmana. To make something forbidden because of batmana, you have to be concerned with two concerns. One, that you might do hatmana in remet with coals, and second of all, that you might change your mind and be mechate. Whereas regarding Hashi'iya, to make it forbidden, it's enough that maybe the person is just going to change his mind and be mechate. So that's more stringent. Issue number 15. To put a pot with raw meat in Erev Shabbos on the Kira to start heating up on Shabbos through a clock, meaning a Shabbos clock, or something like that, Chazanish writes, that's forbidden. It's not similar to putting something on the Kira, on the hot Kira from before Shabbos. But since it's hot, so he's Mesir his das from the meat till tomorrow. Whereas by this Kira, that since it needs to heat up, you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to come to Mechate. Dish number 16. If these things are cooking in the large pot, there's many tafsilim in there. Because there's so much food in there, it's going to take such a long time to cook, and it's mesich das. But in this girl, it has the same halacha like raw meat, because you don't have to be concerned with mechata for that. It's just going to take too long to cook. Dish number 17, this halacha of kitrach haisa, of raw meat, or raw pot, of food, is only right before shkia. Now, if it was mekabel Shabbos earlier, sometimes it writes, it's logical that this halacha depends on the time of sunset and not when he's mekabel Shabbos. However, he's not sure over there. It's possible that the time that the whole tzibur is usually mekabel Shabbos, that would be considered like the time of Shkia Zechama regarding this. On the other hand, the opinion of this Gerelitz is that the kavan is not right before sunset itself. Rather, it means close to the time when he's mekabel Shabbos because you have to add on the Chalal HaKadosh. And how could he put the pot in the fire right before Shkia itself? And he adds on that for this reason, even someone that's concerned with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that Shkia Zechama is really still daytime, he's still let a keep on the raw meat because he's mekabel Shabbos from before him. Dish number 18, Mishbur Riot wrote that even if the food was hot, he let it do shihia, since the bishul didn't start yet. A proof to this, the Chazanish writes, is that it's not possible to be mitzamtzim, to be so precise, to put the dish right before shkia in a way that's not going to get any heat at all. So obviously it's an idea, it's a word of bishul. Dish number 19, if, let's say, it got hot to the shear of Yatzah Ledesboy, Chazanish writes that it's considered as if it started cooking already. And he adds on that according to this, the situation that it's effective to put on a piece of raw meat is only by a pot that the tavshil inside of it started to cook, because if not, there's no need for raw meat, and it cooled off. And now, it's coming to put on the kira, in such a situation that the heat in the tavshil in the pot is still a shir of yatzah ledes. If that's the case, also the raw meat that you're putting inside of it will also be shir yatzah ledes, and therefore it would be forbidden to do shir.